Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Jack Tumbleson. Perhaps it's the present low water in the Mississippi River, but the pervasive Quad City myth about being able to walk across the river has arisen again. The myth, as I understand it, says that area residents could stroll across the river in low water. So I went to one of West Point's most outstanding graduates to get the truth, Robert E. Lee. He was one of four or five men the Corps of Engineers sent to make the rapids safer for steamboats. About this time of the year in 1837, Lee and his assistant moved into the top deck of a sunken riverboat and attacked the rapids. He began by inventing a new type of sounding machine with a series of rods that could be dropped all at once. If a rod dropped all the way down, the water was more than 14 feet deep. If it hit a rock, the water was less than 14 feet deep, and the depth was recorded. A look at Lee's chart shows a thin, twisty channel between the banks of rocks lying in wait for a careless captain's boat. The biggest danger was where the channel twisted crossways to the current. If a boat went into the turn too fast, it ran the risk of plowing into the rocks on the outside of the bend. If it went into the turn too slowly, there was the danger of being swept down onto the rocks on the inside of the bend. Early steamboats had only 200 to 250 horsepower, not enough to power out of a problem. That's less than many of today's bass boats. Using a powerful magnifying glass to check the depths up the center of the channel shows almost all the soundings are marked with a dot, signifying a depth of more than 14 feet. In a few of the soundings, the dot is replaced by a number showing the depth, but in none of the shallower places is there less than 7 feet of water. In the legend on the chart, Lee says all the soundings were taken with the river 2 feet above low water. That means the 7-foot areas could get as shallow as 5 feet deep, but that's still too deep to walk across.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.